In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, we're no longer in Great Lent, we're in Holy Week. We're in the time when we remember the resurrection of Lazarus, which, of course, is a predictor of our resurrection. There's lots of deep theology in this passage, the entire chapter of the 11th chapter of St. John's Gospel. But like everything else in the Scriptures, the deep theology is meant to touch your heart deeply. Not your mind, but your heart. It's meant to shake you up, to console you, to rebuke you, to encourage you. What do you get out of this story? Of course, we know it's a story of the resurrection of a man 4 days dead. You might understand also that to the Jews, a person went down to Sheol after the third day. And so they felt he was beyond recalling, according to their culture and their belief. And that is an important thing to know. But here's what's more important to know. It's what Mary said and what Jesus said, or excuse me, what Martha said and what Jesus said to her two times. We must understand this. The church understands it, because the church has in its hymnology many references to this conversation. Because when we see Lazarus in the tomb, we should see ourselves in the tomb. We should see our sins, our passions. And indeed, we stink because our passions stink. How are we to be raised up from our passions? How can this happen? You see every day that there are things that you keep doing that you don't seem to stop doing. There are things that you're not doing that you should start doing. There are ways you think that you wish you didn't think. Sometimes we don't even like the person we are, fundamentally. And we want to change that person, and we don't know how. That's our Lazarus. That's the body that's laying in the grave and is stinking. How are we to be raised? Well, the Lord can do it. But we must believe it. And we see in the conversation of Martha with Jesus that she believed, but she also didn't believe. She believed for a later time. She believed in the end of all things, that all things would be consummated and there would be the resurrection. But she couldn't conceive of a resurrection in that time, in that moment. Just as we, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes don't really believe that the pieces of us that are not resurrected, the pieces of us that stink and lie in the grave, that they can change. If we're really honest with ourselves, there's stuff in us that it's inexplicable to us why we keep doing it or don't do it, and we have no idea how to change it. The church knows this. That's why I believe especially this story is preserved in such intimate detail. Let's see the church's interpretation of Lazarus laying in the grave and the context of this conversation that Martha has with Jesus. We'll go into it in a little bit detail in a minute, I hope. But let's look at some of the hymnology. Thou hast raised Lazarus on the fourth day, though his corpse already stank. Raise me up, O Christ, for I am dead in sin, and lie in the pit and the dark shadow of death. Deliver and save me in thy compassion. These are from the Canon of Matins. This happens to be Canticle 5. And then another Stikeren just after that. O voice of God, O divine power and might, with that voice, O Savior, thou hast shattered the gates of hell and all devouring death. Deliver me from my passions, as once thou hast delivered thy friend Lazarus that was 4 days dead. And one more. This is from Canticle 7. O Master, thou hast raised a dead man bound in grave clothes, a corpse that already stank. I am held fast in the bonds of sin. Raise me up, and I shall sing.
O God of our fathers, blessed art thou. Do you understand? You stink because of your sins. I stink because of my sins. But God can raise us up. Not in the last day, but now. Because the kingdom of heaven is within us. We are to be temples of the Holy Spirit. We are to be changing day by day. That's what the resurrection of Lazarus teaches us. It can happen. Lazarus was dead and he stank. He was decomposing. And yet, the Lord, just with one command, Lazarus, come forth, caused the dead man to reconstitute into a live man, and his soul to return to his body, and for him to come out of the grave. The same thing can happen to us. That's what the church wants us to know today. That's very, very important. I see this teaching really all over the scriptures. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's especially powerful, though, in the resurrection of Lazarus. Let's look in a little bit more detail what Martha says to our Lord and what he says back to her. Now, she goes to him and says, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. That's true. That's absolutely true. But the subtext of what she says is that my brother's dead now and he can't be brought back, as if Jesus being 2 miles away would make any difference whatsoever. That's the subtext, that if things were just so, just right, God would make it happen. But things were not just so and just right, so her brother was dead. And then she goes on to say, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. So there's hope in her heart. She has belief, but there's a little weakness in her belief. Certainly less weak than we would be, but there's a little weakness. There's a misunderstanding in her heart. Yes, she believes that the Lord could raise Lazarus. Most of the people around her probably didn't believe that. She believed that, but still there was something that she thought that the Lord would not do. And it's the same with us. I'm a confessor. I hear confessions all the time. It happens all the time. I'm also one who confesses. And I also have a heart that wants to change and doesn't change like I want it to. So I know that we believe, and yet there's a part of us that doesn't believe. A part of us that feels that we won't change. A part of us that thinks that things will continue to be as they are, whether they're in our life or in the life of a loved one. That's unbelief, really. Let's call it what it really is. It's unbelief. So although Martha had great faith, she went out to the Lord because she wanted to ask him to raise Lazarus. And basically, that's what she's doing, of course. But there still is a piece of her that just, the very idea that she would say, if he had been here, he would not have died. He could have caused him not to have died when he was 2 miles away. God can help us at all times, no matter what our circumstances. And yet often we want our circumstances to be in such a way so that we receive God's help. God helps us regardless, if we believe. So what does the Lord say to her? Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now, she thinks he's referring to the future, to the far future. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again on the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? This is the creator of life, the source of life, the giver of life, standing before Martha, telling her he can give life to her brother. If he wishes. The source of life right in front of her. And she says, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." Now, if she says this and believes this, then why later on, when they go to the tomb, does she say, "Lord, it has been 4 days, so surely his body stinks"? Why does she say that? It's because of the frailty of human nature, because we're forgetful, because it's hard for us to believe supernatural and holy things, because we're not supernatural and holy. At least a part of us isn't. A part of us, of course, is, because, of course, we're temples for the Holy Spirit. So even though she says, with life standing before her, that she believes that he is the Christ, when they walk to the tomb a few feet away, and he says to roll away the stone, she immediately tells him, "But Lord, it's been 4 days, he stinks." Every time I read that, I think of me, I think of my flock, I think of those I love, and I think of our doubts, our difficulties, and how often they seem bigger than we are. They're not. God is bigger than everything. Now, in the moment of temptation, we can think things are big, too terrible for us. Our sins are too big, too difficult. We're too unworthy. God won't help us. But that's not what the Lord said to Martha. He said, "I'm the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?" All of our life must be spent learning to believe this. This is not intellectual assent. This is not understanding dogma. This is living, experiencing the source of life, who is standing in front of us, just as he was with Martha. That's why we talk in the church all the time about our sins and about asking the Lord to cleanse us. Because our sins, our passions, cause disbelief in us. They cause fear where there should not be fear. And they cause unbelief. If you are not sure about something, if you're anxious about something, it's because of your sins. The Lord will cleanse you of your sins. Do you believe it? The Lord asked Martha. He's asking you, do you believe that he is the resurrection and life? Now, for you, today, tomorrow, the next day, all of your life? Or are there things that somehow are too far away from the Lord for him to change? Your terrible habit of laziness, or of swearing, or of bad thoughts, or of poor prayer, or of jealousy, or even if it's not something that you can name, just a general feeling that you are not who you should be. You're not living up to the name Christian. Are those things too far away from him? Does he need literally to come up to the tomb for those things to be raised? Or can he raise those things when he is 2 miles away? He can help us at any time, in any place. That's what this resurrection of Lazarus should teach us. And that's what the hymns of the church focus on over and over. The beautiful thing about our hymns is that they recount the historical event and they kind of meditate on it in different ways, but then they throw in the application of the event. Those three stichera that I read to you, they are the application. The scripture must always apply to us. It's useless to us. It does nothing. It gives no life if we do not apply it to us. So the application of the resurrection of Lazarus is that we have sins, passions, that leave us dead. Or actually, I suppose, according to the parable, half dead.
but certainly stinking, perhaps gangrenous, shall we say. A part of us is dead. But the Lord will not allow us to die. He is standing in front of us. He's asking us, do you believe? I've answered that question many times. And I, to be honest with you, the only way I know how to answer it is, yes, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Perhaps you answer it that way as well. This is what the resurrection of Lazarus teaches us, brothers and sisters. You can be changed. Believe it. Now, just believing it, just saying I believe it, that doesn't do anything. Because belief is proven by our actions, by our priorities, by our desires. So, believe and then act upon your belief. Say that you believe that the Lord will raise you. Then walk with him to your tomb. And then when he says to roll away the door, don't contradict him by saying, I stink, I'm unworthy. Say, yea, Lord. And then listen for his voice. It's every day. Every day he's talking to us. Every day he's saying, come forth. Every single day. Every moment. Listen for those moments. Things in you will change. Absolutely. That's the teaching today. That's the application. That's the take home. May God bless us. Help us to really believe that the Lord is the resurrection and the life. Not for later, but now, in our lives, at this very moment. Amen.